You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. State Senator John Prose is seeking re-election. The Republican senator will be seeking another 4 years in a somewhat different district. The new 21st State Senate district will include St. Joseph, Cass, and Berrien counties. John Prose, thank you very much for being here.
Great to be here. Good morning.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about what you would like to do if you get another 4 years in the state Senate?
That's the question that all these doors that I'm knocking on throughout Southwest Michigan. Well, what are you guys going to do? And I think that's kind of the hallmark of Southwest Michigan voters. They're always talking about what's next. It isn't a whole lot of where you've been, which is good because we're looking through the windshield at our future as opposed to the rearview mirror at the successes and failures of the past. But it seems to me the most important thing that we can continue to do in Lansing is to set an environment as public policymakers that give our businesses the very best chance to succeed. This particular district, as you noted, St. Joseph, Cass, and Berrien, borders Indiana for three full counties. So all 280,000 people I would represent are along the border and are at risk every day of losing their jobs to somebody in Indiana. So we have to make sure that we've got an environment that is as solid as possible for our businesses to continue to stay in Michigan that are here, grow in Michigan that are here, and allow for our kids who are here right now to have the best opportunities to be engaged in those businesses in the future. That means agriculture. That means manufacturing. That means the businesses that are such a huge part of really our proud little communities all throughout Southwest Michigan. We've got to make sure they're in the best position to succeed now and in the future.
Well, how does roads play into that? Because most people who travel outside of Michigan conclude that other states have roads that are in better condition than we are. So what's your plan for improving and maintaining the roads?
Absolutely. You know, the governor was in my district just a couple of days ago for the Economic Club of Southwest Michigan, and this question came up to him then also. Of course, it's a fairly common question. He's put some plans out there that include some pretty significant increases in our gas tax as well as in our registration fees. I think both of those plans are a good first step at looking at how we're going to fix some of these problems. One of the areas that I focused on was, what do we pay at the pump already? And it turns out that most of what we pay at the pump goes to roads, but the sales tax that we pay at the pump, the majority of that goes to schools and goes to local municipalities in revenue sharing. So I wanted to make sure that first and foremost, what we're paying at the pump goes to roads. And my Senate Bill 6 that I drafted would in fact ensure that every last dollar that is beyond the constitutional requirements of sales tax goes to roads. Once you do that, we can then have a clear deck with the voters and say, all right, how much more are we willing to pay for this particular goal and objective? And that's the thing that it comes down to. What's our priority? We have $52 billion in the state of Michigan that we spend on an annual basis. Are we willing to look at prioritization and making sure that we dedicate funding, like what the House of Representatives has proposed, dedicate funding to roads? This last year, we dedicated almost $1 billion directly to roads. Now, it's one time, but at least it's a start down that path towards let's prioritize our spending in Lansing in the right way.
Last year, we had you on the station shortly after the state decided to go ahead with the bidding out of the contract for food service in prisons, which you were a big supporter of. We know since then there's been a number of problems with Aramark. Was there a mistake in how that was bid out? Was there a mistake in doing it at all?
Well, I think if there's any mistakes to be looked at, if there's any blame to be cast, it has to be at the contract level. And there are over 1,200 contracts on an annual basis that the state of Michigan executes, including food service. And I'll remind the listeners, too, Aramark does food service for our children in the state of Michigan in many of our school districts, potentially even right here on Western Michigan University's campus. They may, in fact, be the contractor that does food service here, too. So it's a matter of maintenance of contract and ensuring that the contract is lived up to. If they're not working, then they shouldn't be working for the state of Michigan, and the contract should be let to somebody else. But the key to this was, can we find savings in the Department of Corrections? And the answer was absolutely, to the tune of $16 to $18 million just on that one contract. You know, we contract out some of the healthcare services in the state of Michigan's correction of facilities, too. That again, is just smart budgeting, making sure that we get the best value for taxpayer dollars. If the contract's not working, Gordon, we need to kick it out and get a different one.
You were a supporter of Right to Work, which passed in 2012. Is there a company right now that we can look at and say they're in Michigan because we passed Right to Work?
I think Freedom to Work is one of those areas that give employers and employees the best chance to make their wares work. When you look at the businesses right now that are looking at Michigan, we're on the map from site selectors now. We are in the discussion from site selectors now. Southwest Michigan benefits from having more employees, more businesses, and more opportunities for future jobs. And that happens simply because Right to Work was one of those things that was a checkbox for some employers who said, no way, we would never look at Michigan. I think we've got a level best chance of seeing that 300,000 job growth number continue to increase because of our Freedom to Work law.
Okay, about 20 seconds left, though. Can you say that there has been a company which has moved here because of that?
I think you have to look at MEDC to see whether or not they've had that. But I can tell you that businesses would never have looked at Michigan if not for looking at a Freedom to Work issue. We've got 300,000 new jobs in Michigan, and that doesn't happen because we're a place that people don't want to come to. That happens because businesses are growing and they want to come to Michigan.
John Prost, thank you for your time.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
State Senator John Prost is seeking re-election. The Republican senator is asking for 4 more years. The new 21st district will include St. Joseph, Cass, and Berrien counties. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.